Trump to Zelensky, Russians didn't respect Biden or Obama, but they respect me. By John Hayward on February 28, 2025. During President Donald Trump's heated press conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday, Trump took exception to a reporter echoing Zelensky's point that Russian President Vladimir Putin could not be trusted to honor any ceasefire deal. He said this was because Putin did not respect his predecessors Joe Biden and Barack Obama. What if? What if anything? An exasperated Trump told the reporter. What if a bomb drops on your head right now, okay? They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me, Trump said of the Russians. Watch, get out. Zelensky leaves White House after Trump, Vance Dorch him in Oval Office meeting. Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me, Trump said. He went through a phony witch hunt, where they used him in Russia. Russia, 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 you ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, shifty Adam Schiff, it was a Democrat scam. He had to go through that, Trump said of Putin. And he did go through that. We didn't end up in a war. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia, Trump continued. This was a reference to the infamous laptop left by President Biden's shady, drug-addicted son Hunter at a computer repair shop in late 2020. The laptop contained explosive information about the Biden family's influence peddling operations that could have derailed Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Flashback, watch, Jen Psaki refuses to revise claim Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation. Media organizations colluded with the frantic Biden campaign, the Democrat Party, and unscrupulous intelligence officials to concoct a false narrative that the laptop was manufactured by Russian spies as a ploy to discredit Biden. Factual reporting about the laptop from hell was suppressed as disinformation while the false narrative was spread by the media. Trump also railed against the 51 agents, referring to a group of former intelligence officials who made false statements in support of the Russian disinformation narrative. Republican lawmakers have pushed to suspend the security clearances of these officials for their disgraceful betrayal of the public trust, as now Vice President J.D. Vance put it. The whole thing was a scam, Trump said. And he, Putin, had to put up with all that. He was being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe, maybe he didn't, I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me, Trump said of Putin. He wants to make a deal. And I don't know if he can make a deal. The problem is, I've empowered you, indicating Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was sitting beside him, to be a tough guy. I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. Your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal, or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out, Trump told Zelensky. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. You don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful, and that's not a nice thing. Watch, Trump and J.D. Vance warn Zelensky about rejecting peace, you don't have the cards right now.